So come and read the reading to us, Samuel. Thank you.
Today's reading can be found on page 1194 in the Pew Bibles and 2097 in the large print Bibles. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 to 16. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honour and might forever. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm very happy to be back again. I was here last year. And I bring you greetings from our church back in Kenya. And I would like to thank God and thank you for the link that has been going on between our church back in Kenya in Masailand and St. Mary's Church here in Wargrave. We normally remember to pray for you, and thank you for praying for us too. I would like to just mention that the drilling of the borehole will start early next month, and I'll be able to take some pictures and send them over so that my friends, the children here, will be able to see what they have done, and also the whole church will be able to see where the money has gone to. I also want to thank you for, there was some money in that money that was going to go to the famine relief. We run a program that has to do with buying food and feeding the very needy and poor families who at this particular time where there have been a long drought in Masailand, we buy food, buy maize, beans, and cooking fat, and we provide for them. So I would like to thank you, because part of that money that was raised from this church will go into buying food for some very, very needy families. Well, I don't know whether you remember what I preached last time when I was here. And if you cannot remember, I'd like to stop and go and sit down, because if I preach again today and come back next year and ask you whether you can remember what I had spoken last year, you may forget again. But I believe this time round you're going to remember. When I come next year, if the Lord Jesus will not come back before then, I'll be able to ask you the same question. What I'm going to share today is something to do with spiritual warfare. And in thinking about the passage that was just read a few minutes ago, we see that when Paul wrote to Timothy, he was able to encourage him to fight the good fight. And that is what I want to look at it for the few minutes that I have here, because in Africa you can preach as long as you need. You can preach for 2 hours and people will still be listening to you. But for the few hours that I have, for the few minutes that I have, I'm going to share with you something to do with spiritual warfare. Now, as Christians, we need to know that the spiritual warfare is all about spiritual. It has got nothing to do with physical. When you read in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and I'd like you to remember these references, because children, I may ask you probably after the service what some of the books that I'm going to quote, so that you can be able to remember and probably read it when you go back home. Read in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 12. You realize that Paul also wrote to the church in Ephesus, and he was able to tell them that our spiritual warfare is not about fighting physically. It's about fighting the forces of the evil one. Now, in this world, we have two kingdoms. And I would like to have the children come forward here, because I would like to demonstrate something here. We have two kingdoms in this world, and I would like the girls to be on my left and the boys to be on my right. Okay? Now, on my left and right, I have two groups here. And these two groups represent the two kingdoms that we have in this world. We have the kingdom of darkness. And in this world, we have the kingdom of light. Now, I would like to ask these two groups to choose which one they would like to represent. Boys?
Kingdom of light.
Kingdom of light. Okay, girls, you take the other one. Now, we don't mean that you are in the kingdom of darkness, but we're just trying to demonstrate something here. So, on my right, I have the kingdom of light. And on my left, I have the kingdom of darkness. Now, in both kingdoms, there should be a king. Where there is a kingdom, there is a king. And where there is a king, there is a kingdom. Because a kingdom is like an empire. And so I would like to ask the boys who represent the kingdom of light to choose the king. I want you guys to fight. Okay? Who's going to be the king?
Tom.
Tom has been elected the king of the kingdom of life. And now the king, as you know, have always have a, what do you call this? Good. A heart. I thought you forgot, like the way you forgot my preaching last year. Now, on this other side, in this other kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, I'd like you to choose the queen of this kingdom. Okay? You seem to be getting all the force to be the queen of this kingdom. And now, you have the heart. Good. Now, in both kingdoms, we have the king, and on the other hand, we have the queen. Well, thinking about that spiritual warfare, the kingdom of God is ruled and governed by God. And so the king of the kingdom of light is ruled by the king, a king called God. And now Tom represents God being the king of the kingdom of light. Now on my left hand, I have the kingdom of darkness. And now we have the queen being the ruler of the kingdom of darkness. Now as Christians, we need to recognize that we are on a spiritual battle, and these two kingdoms exist in our daily lives, and you cannot miss one of these two kingdoms. You are either in the kingdom of light And if you are not in the kingdom of light, you are in the kingdom of darkness in this world. And if you are not in the kingdom of darkness, then you are in the kingdom of light. So there is no other kingdom in between the two kingdoms. And so it is up to us to really think whether we are in the kingdom of light or we are in the kingdom of darkness. Now, what normally happens in both kingdoms? The kingdom of light wrestles against the forces and the powers of the kingdom of darkness. And the kingdom of darkness will always like to fight the kingdom of light, to bring people from this kingdom, from the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of darkness, being led by the queen. And also, the kingdom of light also fights the spiritual warfare. They fight the kingdom of darkness, led by the king, who is God. And so the two kingdoms fight, and we are there to choose which kingdom do we want to belong to. Take for example, in the kingdom of light, I'd like one boy to be a pastor. And this is George. Okay? George has got a Bible here. And now he's going to walk and go to the kingdom of darkness and start preaching so that he can see whether there could be some people in the kingdom of darkness who will be able to believe Jesus and transfer themselves or go to transfer them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And so we see George preaching. And probably one of the members of the kingdom of darkness will say, I have heard the word of God and I want to become a Christian. Now, when the pastor is preaching and is going to the kingdom of darkness to preach, and when the people will hear in the kingdom of darkness, some of them will ignore the pastor. And some will say, no, we don't want to hear you. We don't want anything to do with God's word. But in the same kingdom of darkness, there will be some people who will say, yes, I am here. I want to become a Christian. And so probably she turns to become a Christian in this kingdom and she gets transferred. Now you can pray for her and transfer her to the kingdom of light, George. Now we see George being the pastor. Now this little girl has just become a Christian and is now being transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Can we give her a clap? Very good. But at the same time, you will have people in this world who will never agree, who will never accept to become Christians. And so that should not stop the people who live in the kingdom of light, who live as Christians in this world, to keep praying for the people in the kingdom of darkness. Who knows, maybe some of my family members are still in the kingdom of darkness. So I have to pray for them. I have to talk to them, like how Pastor George has just gone to the kingdom of darkness and preach to them. We need to go and preach to them. We need to share with them about God. Now, in the spiritual warfare between the two kingdoms, there are six very important things that I would like to mention. When you think about war, and when you think about fighting, I used to be a Maasai warrior many years ago, and we used to go and fight and bring all the cows from other tribes, other non-Maasai tribes in Kenya. We used to go and fight them and bring the cows back to Maasai land, because the Maasai believe that all cows all over the world belong to them. And so when we go out, when we used to go out and fight them, there are six things that are very important to know if you are in a war or you are in spiritual warfare. Thank you, George. I can see that you're still preaching the kingdom of darkness. Now, please come back to the kingdom of light. So, but keep praying for the kingdom of darkness. Okay? Now, the first thing that we need to know, the first three things that we need to know, you need to know your enemies. Whenever you go for war, you ought to know your enemies. And in the spiritual warfare, we have three enemies. The first one is the devil himself. Satan. The devil lives. He's there. He's very active. And in the kingdom of darkness, the devil being the ruler. I'm not saying that you're the devil. Sorry. I'm not saying that. I'm just giving an example. Okay? The Satan, who is the king and the ruler of the kingdom of darkness, he has to work hard to see that those people in the kingdom of darkness should stay there. They should never see the kingdom of light. They should never allow the pastor to go and convince some of his members to believe in God and be transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And on the other side, in the kingdom of light, God, who is the ruler of the kingdom of light, he's a king. He sustains his people who have become Christians, he's there to sustain them, to make them stay in the kingdom of light. Because at the end, they will go to heaven and be with God. So, Satan is one enemy in the spiritual warfare. Boys and girls, you need to remember this, that the first enemy that we have is the devil. And the Bible talks a lot about him being the ruler and the prince of this world. Now, the second enemy that we have in the spiritual warfare is our sinful nature. We still live in this world. We still possess our physical nature. And if we are not very careful in the spiritual warfare, our sinful nature can get us into things or to do things that are not pleasing God. And so we ought to be very, very careful that we don't allow our physical nature that lives in us, because we are two in one. We have the spiritual part and the physical part. We need to be very careful that our sinful nature will not get us into things that are not good. For example, stealing or fighting physically or anything that is not good, that our parents always tell us, don't do this, don't do this, do this, this is good. So our physical nature is very active, and if we are not careful, the physical nature will tend to go back to the bad things. Our third enemy is the world. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says that do not love the world, because those who love the world are enemies of God, and do not be yoked. Let us not be yoked with unbelievers, people who do not believe in God. Children who go out there and they mess up with their lives. The Bible tells us the world, as we fight in the spiritual warfare, the world is our enemy. So we have three enemies here. Who can tell me the first enemy? Yes. The devil. Can we give him a clap? He has really tried. The devil. Girls, who is our second enemy? Or third, if you can remember the third one. Yes? The world is our third enemy. Can we give our clap? That is very good. And back to you boys, who is our second enemy, if you can remember? to start with S. Sinful. SN. Sinful. Nature. Our sinful nature. We still possess the physical nature that runs within us. Now, to finish with, I would like to tell you that there are other three very important things that you need to have and you need to know when you go to war, when you are on spiritual warfare. And these are three weapons. So you have three enemies there in the spiritual warfare. Now we need to learn this, the three weapons that you need to have. Because when you know your enemy and you know your weapons, then you are going to win. Our first weapon is God's word. Remember when Jesus was tempted by the devil, he used God's word. He will always say no, because it is written. And so we need to know that the word of God is our weapon. We use it to fight. Sorry. We can sit down. I thought in the kingdom of light and in the kingdom of darkness, people can sit even for months. But hey, we can sit down too in both kingdoms. Thank you so much for sitting down. Now, so we need to know that God's word is one of our weapons. And so we need to learn to read the Bible. We need to make the Bible our friend. How many books do we have in the Old Testament? George wants to count them now. What about in the New Testament? How many books do we have? Because we need to understand the Bible. We need to know the Bible. Because it's one of our weapons. And can I please ask the congregation, how many books do we have in the Old Testament? Somebody is saying five. Oh, 39. Thank you. So we have 39 books in the Old Testament. What about in the New Testament, girls? Start with 2. 2, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. How many books do we have? No, almost. Plus 2? 27. Very good. Let's give her a clap. 27 books in the New Testament. So we have both the New Testament and the Old Testament combined, and it is what we call the Bible, and it has got how many books in it? How many books are there, girls, in the whole Bible? Because it's our weapon. Yes?
68.
No. 56, no. Girls? 27 plus 39. 66, Henry. Thank you so much. Can we give him a clap? Thank you. Our second weapon is faith. Faith is very important as we think about spiritual warfare. So you're fighting, now you know your enemies, now you know your weapons, you know the Bible being your first weapon. And secondly, is faith. One day, when I was back in, sometimes back, when I went to preach in one village back in Masailand, and it rained a lot, almost the whole day. It was a lot of rain. And I crossed a river, and I went to another nearby village to go to the kingdom of darkness, to tell other people about God and about the need of them becoming Christians. And now I preached the whole day. It was raining. It was very muddy. And I then decided in the evening at around 6:30 to go back home. And I had to go back to cross the same river to go back to my home. Now, arriving at the river, it was very flooded. It was flooded because there was a lot of rain. The water pulled there was no way, there was no place to go across to the other side of the river. And I wanted to go to the other side because I wanted to go back home. And it was about around 6:37, darkness in Africa will start occupying the land. And there were animals along the river because there is a very big bush in both sides of the river. And so I found it a problem. Because now I cannot go back to the same village that I went to preach the whole day. Because people were not happy. They thought I was going to change their culture. And so they were not happy at me. And so I couldn't go back. And I couldn't cross the river because it was flooded. And the animals were just almost surrounding me in this big bush. But I remembered faith being one weapon in the spiritual warfare. Because within me, the devil was fighting me. He was saying, oh, today you are going to be killed. You are going to be killed by these animals. And if you try to cross this road, this river, you are going to be killed by or taken by the water, and you are going to be killed. So I had two spirits fighting in me. One saying, you are going to die today. And another one saying, I am with you. God confirming that he was with me. Then by faith, I went next to the river, and I knelt down, and I prayed to God by faith. And I told God, here I am, you know what I've been doing the whole day, and now I've come back to go home. The river is flooded. The animals are just surrounding me. And I told God in faith, let thy will be done. When I was praying, little did I know that God had taken me when I was praying, never pushed me, but by faith, he took me to the other side of the river. So when I finished and said, I thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. And when I opened my eyes, hey, I'm on the other side of the river. I was not pushed by anybody, but I was taken by faith. I put my faith in God. That is our second weapon. First one is God's word. Secondly, faith. The last one is prayer. How often do we pray? Because right now I'm going to ask somebody to lead us with a word of prayer to finish this session. So think how you can pray. Just two words to thank God for teaching us about spiritual warfare today. How many weapons do we have? Who can tell me? Yes? Three. Very good. Now, girls, who can tell me the first weapon that you need to have and to know when you're fighting spiritual warfare? Yes? God. Yes? Faith. Church. Prayer. So, we have three weapons. God in his word. Faith. And prayer. How often do we pray? How often do we have faith? How often do we read God's word in the spiritual warfare? If we don't do that, then we are going to be defeated by the enemy, who is the ruler of the kingdom of darkness. Now, can I have a volunteer who will pray, then we finish? Henry? Thank you, Henry. Go ahead and pray and thank God for... And can you... Come along here. There's a microphone here for you. Let us close our eyes and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, help us to believe in God and help us to not be tamed by the devil to join his side. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Henry. And thank you so much for giving me this time. Now you can go to your seat and God bless you.